For 20 years, Black Entertainment Television, known as BET, has held a near monopoly in the cable television universe as the only cable network that produces programming aimed exclusively at a Black audience. That could change now that Comcast, the nation's largest cable operator, is joining forces with Radio One, the nation's largest African-American-owned media company. Together, they plan to launch a new 24-hour cable network to compete with BET. Joining us now to talk about this cable showdown is Paul Fahrey, who covers the media for The Washington Post. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Michelle.
BET has 60 million subscribers. They're basic cable for almost every subscriber, so it's hard for anyone to take them on.
That's right. You're in 60 million households. You're not watched by 60 million households, but you're available in that many households. It's equivalent to a supermarket. If you want to sell a lot of products, you've got to get on a lot of supermarket shelves. That's very difficult to do in the cable business. Because the channel space is limited and it got filled up a long time ago, it's been very hard for anyone since about 1985 to really get national distribution very easily.
What do we know about this new partnership, these two companies that are now trying to take on BET?
Well, Comcast is, as you mentioned, the nation's largest cable operator, which certainly helps this venture a lot. They've got 21.5 million households that they serve with cable, and Radio One owns dozens of radio stations that target an African-American audience, so they presumably know the programming end of things, and they know the audience that they're trying to get.
Is BET vulnerable to this kind of competition? Because there have long been complaints that the network has squandered its resources by focusing more on music videos and syndicated programming and less on quality productions, original productions, and public affairs programming.
Right. And part of that's a reflection of the competition or lack of competition. BET probably hasn't felt that there has been much direct competition out. So BET, frankly, has been able to get away with being lazy. It has been able to get away with the steady diet of, you know, music videos and retreaded programming, reruns of old network sitcoms. It just hasn't had to compete in quite the way a CBS has with NBC or NBC with ABC and Fox.
Is this a lucrative market?
Yeah, the African American market in totality is some billions and billions of dollars. I mean, people have done these studies that show that the purchasing power of African American homes in this country is larger than the economy of many nations in the world, and there's no reason to doubt that. And the idea that there would be room for two seems to make intuitive sense because, well, let's face it, there are two networks for Spanish-speaking viewers. There are three news networks, whole bunches of niches that have been replicated over and over again. African Americans, 12%, 13% of the population, sure, bring another one on.
There is a healthy competition. You mentioned Hispanic networks. There's a healthy competition between Univision and Telemundo, and they both say that they benefit from that competition, that as much as they hate their competitor, they're glad that he's there because it makes them much better.
I think to the extent that BET feels some kind of hot breath of a competitor that's well-funded and is going to do things in a smart way, they will become better. So I think that ultimately both are going to benefit, and the viewer will benefit from this. You'll have two hotly competitive networks, just as you do in the news, in the sports, in many different areas of television, and it can only be for the good.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Paul Fahrey covers the media for The Washington Post.